5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I come back and the show gets straightened up. That's a much tighter, nicer show we've just had.
Put moron number two on the phone.
But we're looser and we like it looser.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. Triple M.
I feel good.
Still makes me feel slightly unclean, that sentence from Fat, a day later. I'll tell you what we've got is a very, very big Thursday helping of the Rush Hour.
Yes.
We're touching on what they call up there in Sydney, Rubber League, with Mark Geyer. Looking forward to that. We've got an idiot song, a special grand final edition, and we've also got Damien Barrett, the best newsbreaker in football, for a big, big dose of what's going on grand final week with, of course, he's up in Brisbane, and getting nice and close to it all. And then we close out with a joke, and we've got a sponsor for the joke, and that's, well, we need to get to that later on as well. But
yes,
first and foremost, I'll polo wearing Fat.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong. We're always on.
How have you poured yourself into Oscar's polo top, please? Look at it. It's clinging on for grim death.
I pulled it out of the back of the car, Jim. I hadn't worn it for a while, and let me tell you, I don't know how I'm going to get it off, to be honest. Good to see you, and good to see you, old Fat number two.
Oh, I can't talk either. I'm sorry, Murray. Oh, but, mate, this is the best thing that's ever happened to John.
Oh, no.
And the team.
I remember, we were obviously calling that game for Triple M. I remember having the binoculars in the Geelong race on Old Fat, because at that stage he was with the bloody dead station. Anyway, I've got the binoculars on air. I'm going, look at blubbering Fat. He's just, head was sort of kicking up and down with sobbing like a baby. Oh, you were.
I was in the race with Frank Costa, who was also crying, Brian Cook, Stuart Fox. I still remember Half Cat. He was crying. Half Cat was there.
He was in the other day, wasn't he?
Half Cat was in there. Well, he didn't have his suit on.
He's been given the lemonade and sauce, that's why. Now, Fat, we shorten this one up because we've got Damo and we need to give him time to tell us what's going on grand final week.
Well, first of all, we got this. Our good friends at Lidl.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why Sea-Doo is Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft.
Well, certainly our number one choice. Superb Sea-Doo. All right, Fat, what do you got?
What about the Geelong players' parents that have made the trek up to the Gabba, Jim?
How have they done that?
Well, they went to Northern Territory,
right,
and there's Joel Selwood's parents, Marie and Brycey, Cam Guthrie's parents, also Patrick Dangerfield's parents, Sam Menengola's mum, and they all went up to Northern Territory, stayed 2 weeks up there, and then they can just fly straight into Brisbane.
So they took the punt, you're going to win the prelim. Otherwise, they're just turning around and flying home again.
Well, they were in quarantine for the prelim final versus Brisbane last week, so you reckon they might have been just shouting for the Pussycats to get up there.
Riding you like a bull.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, well done. It's good to see them up there. Made the trek. Fantastic. The Lions had their best and fairest. Who do you reckon won the Lions best and fairest, Jim?
I would imagine that Lachie Neal just managed to squeak in.
He did, from Jared Lyons. Really? Didn't he have a good year?
He did. He had a very disappointing prelim, sadly for him, but a very, very good year.
Lachie Neal, 305. Jared Lyons, 269. And then McCluggage on 237.
What about number four?
Oscar. Big Oscar. Big Oscar McInerney, Zorko Andrews, Gardner, Cameron Bailey, and Hipwood.
Why'd you do the Rabs
Why
voice?
Do you do Rabs Warren Lines when you read anything like that?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
What else,
I've got the AFL, the Colgate. Oh, imagine if Tony Jones was in there.
No,
the AFL Colgate 100-metre sprint, which will take place at halftime, of course, I'm assuming, at the Gabba.
Yes.
And these players all must be up there still. Bradley Hill, it'd be good to see how he goes. And Charlie Cameron, that'll be a race, Jim.
Yes.
Jordan Clark from the Cats. Josh Thomas, is he quick?
Josh is how you pronounce that name.
And Xavier Dersma, I'd like to see him win it and just do the big bow and arrow at the end. That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't be nice. Well, do you remember, I reckon it was about 4 years ago, a blow-in won it. we're all watching going, all right, I know he plays for Freo, and I know he plays for, and then Mad Jack Dawson, we obviously knew him. Yeah, and then suddenly this bloke wins. No one had ever heard of him before. Didn't play AFL for anyone.
A CUB, I reckon, sponsor. They were allowed one bloke, and they threw him in. He just won the stall gift.
Yeah,
and
that's right. Yeah. Who's running for Richmond? I didn't see that one.
Richmond, that's the young fella.
Yeah,
righto. The young fella running for Richmond, right. Yep. Okay, good. What else, please? Adam Scott has Sydney coronavirus.
Stacker. What about that, Jim? What's happened here? Adam Scott has tested positive.
Yep.
He is the 15th. Tour player amazing, to test positive. What's going on?
I know, he'll miss this week. He was going to play in the tournament coming up this weekend. Still be right, they reckon, for the Masters, but it'll obviously affect his tuning up of his game prior to the only Australian ever to win the Masters, by the way, which is later in the year this year. So our thoughts are with him, of course, one of our favourites.
I'll tell you what, he will be good. He'll be very good at putting and chipping because that's all he'll do for the next 2 weeks in his hotel room.
And that's not his strength, so maybe that'll be good for him.
Oh, he'll have the big long... Has he still got the long stick?
The long stick fat, yes. No doubt
and the long putter?
Now, what else have we got before we get Damien Barrett on board there, Rubber League?
That's all, Jim. I just... I know Damien...
Anything in the Cox plate?
The Cox plate, yeah.
Who's favourite?
Well, Russian Camelot. Of course, Rev. Hey! Thank you for drawing that to my attention. 4:15 Saturday, the Cox played at Moonee Valley.
Yep.
And then 7:30 that night, Richmond Geelong. I see Channel 7 announce their commentary team, Jim.
Yes.
A big bristler.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he's done well. He's just got his little snout in there.
Hasn't he? He's got up there and he's done the quarantine. He's ready to go, the big man.
And then Sunday, 7:30, Melbourne Storm take on the Penrith Panthers, ANZ Stadium now.
Did you see, speaking of Bristol, did you see the cross we did to him Saturday night pre-match?
Oh, boy.
No.
He was sitting next to Bruce in the commentary box. Hmm. His head was four times the size of Bruce's whole body. Seriously.
He could eat
this,
Bruce.
He had this head like a watermelon, and then there was Bruce's tiny little seed of a head. I laughed. I don't know why I found it so funny, but I did.
I did see when you asked poor old Sammy Meningolo, was he born in Northern Territory?
Yeah, because it was in the paper that week, and he said, no, I actually born in Perth.
Burning poor. It was like Dermot's question to poor old Alan Christensen. And then Duke fires up with, what about Zach Tui? What about your parents over in Ireland? They'll get this a couple of days later.
Hey, Zach, tell us what these scenes will be like in Port Aleutian Island, your old hometown. Mum and Dad, do they live stream the games? Are they able to get it in real time?
Port Aleutian, can they get it in real time? Yeah, they've got internet and stuff like this. Can they get
it in real time? Oh, I loved it. Bill, I tell you what, with Sam Meningolo, what that was, I traced it back. It was in an article during the week. It actually came from Wikipedia. You know there's a lot of bull twang on Wikipedia.
Well, you can log in and actually change things, can't you, Rabs?
Yeah, well, apparently.
And that's what must have happened because he said, it came from Wikipedia. I don't come from Northern Territory at all.
So, Jim, can you just say once and for all in your second last show.
Last show.
Actually, might be your last, that's right. Yeah. Once and for all that you got it wrong.
Damien Barrett next on the Rush Hour. I cannot wait to chat to him as we get ready for the big grand final between the Cats and the Tigers. Shut up, Fat.
You got it wrong.
Find a bigger top.
Rush Hour.
You got it wrong, Jim.
On Triple M. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless.
Mate, the town will be the best thing ever. It'll be a boom down there.
Perhaps.
It'll be bigger than the Gold Rush or Ford or anything else that's happening in Murray. Don't worry about it.
Is Triple M's Rush Hour, and for the last time this year for Coat Tire, Damien Barrett joins us.
It's time to preview the grand final.
Unbelievable grand final.
This is Damo's recovery session.
When you need a tool, call Coat Tire on 13 15 52.
Great friends of ours, Coat Tire, again for 2020. Welcome, Damo.
Yeah, g'day, Jim. G'day, Bill. And made my way down the highway yesterday from the Gold Coast region into the Gabba today, where they launch the entertainment for Saturday night. And what I can tell you, though, is a couple of locals, Jim, who claim to have good contacts with the Bureau of Meteorology up here, are saying to me, and I do believe them at this stage, that rain is forecast for the minute of 6:30 p.m. Local time Saturday night. Now, they're hopeful it stays south, that it's more Gold Coast rain than it will be Brisbane rain, but It must be said. It is forecast in some form to come at the start of this grand final.
That is not what you want to hear, Fat.
No, they can win in any conditions, the Cats, but I think Richmond, the better side, if it does rain and it's slippery and the ball's on the ground.
Want rain.
What do you base that on, Bill? Is that something you've read someone else write or say, or is that your study of the game?
How dare you? How dare you? Lordo? Go on with that crap.
Nath Brown, who said it?
Who said that?
Tim Watson.
No, Wispy.
No, he didn't. But look, we all know how good Richmond are. They like to have it on the ground. They tap it forward. They kick it forward. They hit it forward. They do all that. But that won't be good for Tom Lynch. It won't be good for Jack Revolt and things like that. So we'll see what happens. We'll play him on Packingdon Street. We'll play him on the moon. We'll play him in the rain at the Gabba.
What about the setup on Bill, by the way, Dame? You've just got a good visual of him.
I've just pinned that image as my main shot there, which means it becomes the big dominant photo. And I wished I hadn't, Jim,
yep.
Because I'm seeing the Geelong version of Joffa.
That's what he is. He's just a sad, bald, fat Geelong nuffy.
Well, at least I can see Jim and everyone else. I can't see you, Damien. I reckon you're that sun brown or suntanned or whatever it is.
Sun brown.
you've gone brown. I can't see. I can see your stupid little glasses and you look like Beam Me Up Scotty or what are they? Those stupid... What are they that do that? Anyway, keep going, Damien.
Don't anyone help him. What
Thunderbirds.
Are
Thunderbirds are go.
Hey, purple wear unchanged both sides.
It appears that way. Look, there was some fear from a Geelong supporting perspective a couple of days ago about Dom Hawkins, Jim, but there was no fear internally that he'd missed, that he was right to go. He missed a non-compulsory training session, trained last night with the team itself and got through fine, has had the test, and he's absolutely fine to go. And Richmond will take in the same 22 that won through last week into the prelim from Port Adelaide. So, provided they all pull up well from the training session they've had today. And then the timeline of events, guys, from here is that the two captains and coaches will have a press conference tomorrow, Friday, on the Gold Coast.
No parade?
No parade. No, the two teams will then make their way to Brisbane later on that afternoon. I think one of them might have a captain's run at the Gabba. The other one won't even bother with that. And, then all systems go for Saturday night for the first night grand final, which I think will be here to stay once they finally do get
it. Well, I'm going to get back to that in a second. Won't be the same grand final week without some form of injury intrigue. That always tends to consume us. So you think beyond this grand final, when we return to Melbourne next year, let's hope that's what happens because that means we're back to living normally. You think it'll be a night grand final from now on?
Yeah, I do once we get a sample for it. If the ratings are as they expect them to be through the roof, and look, they're pretty evenly matched teams, aren't they? The ideal scenario from a ratings perspective would there be extra time even. That obviously is out of anyone's control, but I can't see that going back to a daytime. Now, the situation, as you know, Jim, was forced upon the AFL effectively this year. They were able to finally have the first night grand final through the COVID-19 backdrop. It allowed them to make that decision without any pushback from the traditionalists, and I just can't see it going back once we've had it.
All right, let's get stuck into some trade talk, and let's start with Hartigan wanting to go to Hawthorn.
Yeah, Cole Hartigan, the Adelaide fullback, the 29-year-old Adelaide fullback. I throw the age in there, Bill, because they've exited or had removed from the football club their captain Ben Stratton and James Frawley in that part of the ground. They've obviously got some concerns over the probably likely unavailability of Sicily for a large part of the year with his knee problems. But, yeah, to bring in a 29-year-old player from another club, and yet again, to me anyway, flies in the face of the noises that club has been making, and Alistair Clarkson obviously being the coach, making the noise about a need to have a look for the future and go with youth. He's chosen Cole Hartigan, and that's his right to do so, but I feel, Bill, it's another mixed message coming from that football club about where its list is at.
Right, but they do need someone. They need a fullback. They haven't got, and that's what surprised us with Frawley, because we knew Stratton was retiring. We knew that Sicily wouldn't be there for the year. So they do need, an experienced fullback. What about Isaac Smith? This has been bubbling along for a while now, Damo.
Yeah, it has, Bill. And the longer it bubbles, the more there's reason for us to know that he's thinking about leaving. The longer it goes, to your point, makes you think that is a stronger and more compelling reason by the day. And historically, Bill, when you look at players of that ilk and that calibre, as Isaac Smith is, a three-time premiership player, a forever lauded Hawthorn champion in the context of those premierships, not yet committing to his club, it just does suggest to the industry anyway that the Melbourne offer is one that he's on the precipice of taking.
Wow.
Now, speaking of Melbourne, Ben Brown and Melbourne.
Yeah, they're the ones that have really emerged. I think we discussed this last week, Bill, didn't we, that they were the ones that were putting out the strong feelers to him. Well, that is the case, and it is now starting to take some shape. There is other interest in Ben Brown. It's going to be his call, but Melbourne has clearly indicated to him that they'd like him to at least have a proper exploration of the possibilities of them being together. And look, for what it's worth, I like that possibility, Jim. I mean, I know you speak very highly of him, but I reckon that they could really use him in a way that works with Wiedemann, and who I felt had a pretty good year this year just gone. I do feel he needs the help. And ultimately, Tom McDonald, and I'm still a fan of Tom McDonald, but he just has not worked in that Melbourne forward line, has he?
No, he hasn't.
It would not surprise me at all if he moves club, Ben Brown, and then has two or three really good seasons, and we're all sitting back going, what the hell were North Melbourne thinking? He kicked 63 years in a row, had one bad year, and they've just allowed him to walk out of the place. I find it amazing, I must admit.
Yeah, I do too, Jim. And the one bad year you refer to is the one just gone, but there's not one North player who'd be proud of how he played. And also, too, the contributing factor to that was the game style, which you know far more than I do with the kick down the line sort of mentality they seem to have as a precautionary measure going into each game. So it was just not conducive at all to the way he plays the game of footy. I just take that year out of the out of the assessment period of him, and given he also had the knee injury, which pretty much wrecked as well.
Purple, you go all the way back to that elimination final against Richmond in front of 93,000 at the G, where he stood up and was superb.
In his first season.
He has been a very good footballer for North Melbourne. It saddens me that he's leaving. What else, Fat?
Brad Crouch nominated St Kilda. How's that deal going to get done there, old Purple Dick?
What the hell, Bill? Purple, he's lost his way. I apologise on behalf of the station and the show.
And to me too, Jim.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm apologising to you on behalf of the station and the show.
I think you're apologising to the listeners, which is more important than
them as well, yes.
Look, it can't be pick number two in the draft, Bill, that being the one that Adelaide Crows wants for loss of a free agent, and that being linked to where they finished on the ladder this year, being last place. It cannot be that position. So you then take it back to the end of first round or start of second. In Adelaide Crows' case, it's the same thing. That's where it will be. And any argument from the Crows to suggest that it should be the very second pick in the draft is rubbish. He's not worth it, and they just should get their heads around that pretty quickly.
All right, Purple, we'll let you go and enjoy the rest of the grand final week. We'll speak to you Saturday midday, of course, with the rub.
And also, done. Purple, you're on Friday night for the grand final footy eve My Room Telethon. You're on that?
Yes. I'll be at the Gabba with I think, Bill, with another guest too who's making the way across. Is that public yet or not?
No, just go with it.
I think Kane Corns is in town as well.
Has he made his way up there?
Is he up there, Kane?
Yes.
Jeez, has he snuck in?
That's my impression.
Oh, because he's Adelaide, isn't he? So he can.
Yeah, he doesn't need to quarantine at all.
Fine,
so
he's fine. Yeah. Well, enjoy that. Of course, big show Friday night and then a massive day Saturday. We'll speak to you at midday.
See you then, boys.
See you, Thunderbird.
Damo's recovery session.
When you need a tool, call Co-Tire on 13.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Melbourne Storm are gunning for their fourth premiership.
What a wonderful moment, the Melbourne Storm. Off to another grand final.
But to do that, they'll have to beat the Penrith Panthers. And we've got a Panthers legend to join us.
And a bit of a punch up. But I think Mark Guy was in the middle of it.
It's state versus state and rush hour versus rush hour as we welcome Mark Geyer.
Oh, yes, we do, Jimmy Boy, premiership player with the Panthers, 1991. And, of course, one of the biggest bum sniffers there is going around. MG, welcome to the rush hour.
I tell you what, you're a brave prick from 100,000 kilometres away.
Hey, what's gonna happen, mate? You'd be excited, of course. Premiership player there at Penrith, and the old Storm boys have got into the granny again. She's a big one.
Well, it is, mate. It is. You know, Melbourne have been a fantastic institution for a long time now. They've been the form club, not just team, for the last 10 years, and along with the Roosters, seem to be in every grand final in the last decade. But as I listened to that intro, then I was surprised that Melbourne have only won 4 grand finals. It seems a lot more. They've been so profoundly excellent over the last so many years. It's the old stag, which is Melbourne, against the young buck, which are the Panthers, yeah, who are coming to get you.
Well, they did take 2 off them, by the way, remember?
Yeah, rightly so, because I freaking cheat my salary cap, the bastard. and my brother was in one of them.
He was, yeah.
Cheating, hey, bastard.
I like it too. Now this was the big Penrith enforcer we're speaking to, Fat.
Oh, I know.
The bee inside, when it got in tight and inside, he used to drop little kidney jobs on our blokes and knee them in the nuts and grab them in the old nurry bag. That's how this bloke used to roll.
I know, Jim. Old hit-ups guy.
Mark, they used to call me Mark Monkhurst.
I just wonder how your game is going, because I heard your chairman the other night, right? Yep. And Fairdinkum, I just want to know, MG, how your game is going, because have a listen to the chairman. He can't even pronounce your bloody code.
Australia without rugby league is not Australia. Rugby league has been a fabric of our society, a tradition of rugby league, rugby league, rugby league, rugby league.
What is that?
What is going on? Come on, MG.
It's a new butter, rugby league.
Fairdinkum, what's that? Hey, what is wrong with him? He can't say rugby league.
No, I suppose it's hard sometimes when you're in a state of confusion, which Peter Blandy these days never is. But it's been one of them things, boys, that all of the rugby league world has captured onto, and there's memes and there's gifts and there's you know, my face and my faxes and all these type of things about him saying rugby league. So it's he's a pretty powerful man, so I wouldn't muck around with him.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Bill, he'll come down to Geelong and straighten you right up, which we like. Actually, he's given the game a nice presence. We got to admire him. Now, who wins is all we want to know. How do you, MG?
Oh, JB, obviously the Panthers. The Panthers will prevail. They've won 17 in a row, and they've won 17 in a row for a reason. They are the form team of the competition. I honestly know that Melbourne are coming to play there. They're a really tough side. I think their mantra this year has been, you know, one day at a time, basically living out of their city, which has kind of made them stronger, I think. And you couldn't have wished for 2 better teams to play in the grand final, because Melbourne have been the second best team all year, and they're the most dangerous team come finals time. But Penrith, they just have this kind of youthful exuberance about them that they don't have any fear factor, and I think that's what's going to get them across the line on the weekend.
All right, we got the coverage, of course, live on Triple M. Dan Ganane does a great job by yourself. Yeah. Wendell Saylor, are we getting any sense out of him?
Yes, we are. We're getting a lot of sense out of him, and Ryan Girdler will be there as well. Another ex-Panther.
We want the call nice and bloody unbiased, thanks.
No way.
I was looking at that Mark Geyer now. Well, I was looking at that where you played 92 games with Penrith, okay? So you play there. Then you obviously got the arse. You went to the Tigers. You went to the Western Reds for money. And then you went back to the Panthers, did you?
Hey, Steve, how long does it take me to get to Geelong? I'm on my way, big boy. I'm on my way.
Nothing would give any of us attached to this show more pleasure than you fronting up to Fat in Geelong and frightening the fat off him.
I'm coming down. Hey, Billy, you won't know when. You won't know when, you won't know why, but I'll be coming down. Take me to the races with you, and we'll go out and party.
We will. Well, mate, when the Cats win on Saturday, of course, the grand final, they win that, and then the Storm win Sunday. How good's that?
Well, so you should be going for the Panthers, mate. They're a big cat as well. Come on.
I am a big cat.
No doubt about that. Hey, we can't wait, MG. Great chatting to you always, mate. It's going to be on Sunday, 7:30 p.m., Penrith versus Melbourne. You'll hear it on Triple M. Cannot wait, mate. Good luck with it all.
Love you, JB. Love you, Billy. Take it easy, boys. Good.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
But mate, this is fantastic to all the supporters out there. And we, you know, we couldn't win one, but these blokes have. So that's what it's all about.
No, he couldn't win one. This This is the Rush Hour on Triple
Four
M.
Goes at it, but just wasn't quite able to get to the line in pretty much any of them.
I've had it up to pussy's bow.
You must love Grand Final Week, Fat. We just bring that up every single year.
I forget. I actually think I played in a couple and won a couple.
Do you?
To be honest, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you categorically you didn't.
Do they come to Papa? I must be the only Geelong bloke in town. They come to Papa.
Seriously. Now, idiot song time. Of course, grand final edition of the idiot song, which is where we jam Bill's stuffing up the English language into a song. Better not be up there, Kazaley.
No, it's not. We've done that one before, though.
All right. So, Maddie does a great job with these. Enjoy grand final week's idiot song.
A Richmond St Kilda, the second semi-final, which will be played first. Mm-hmm. The teams will be out in 20 or 30 minutes, Jim. Yes. So they'll look at Todd Marshall, obviously, who's not even playing for them. But the Tigers...
Oh, no. Replace the Port Adelaide.
That's in a whole different game.
Tribunal. A affair.
Or even an affair.
Basketball.
Oh!
Viking clap.
Oh, the Viking cap clap. All right, here we go, boys. Hey, what's the
Oh my God!
What's the wrinkliest? I got asthma. And I might have a brain scan.
There's
a block.
Oh, is there?
I think I might have an enema.
Maddie. Beautiful work from Maddie in the booth, our man.
He
does
well.
A beautiful job. And Fat,
what?
You can take that into the granny.
What? Which one?
I got asthma.
I did have asthma. I nearly died Port Phillip Bay.
Yeah, no, well, then we got you some Ventolin and you came back out and got it again.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get asthma, Jim.
Is it?
Very careful. Very, very careful.
Now, we've got just not much time left, and this is, of course, my final show, and then I've had enough of you and I'm leaving. So make sure we get a nice joke to finish. You got something?
And guess what, Jim?
What?
I have a sponsor today.
Oh, no way.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. On the home smart speaker and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with James Brayshaw.
Up there, Kazaley, in there and fight.
Right.
Get it off.
Mike Brady, you star.
And that other voice you've just heard is Anthony William Brownless.
Get in there tonight and we will run amok for a month. Going to drink plenty of frothies.
What about Fat?
Yes, we will.
I know you've got it there, Rabbits Bartholomew. What about Fat's... rendition of the club song that he just decided to rip out earlier. Have you got that
Jim.
Somewhere? So we're just minding our own business during the show, and this is what Fat came out with.
Greatest team of all, we are Geelong.
Trying to sound like Bob Davis.
No, fair dickum, unbelievable.
Name him, Bob.
No, I was doing your cheer squad when they sang the Kanga.
Is that what you were doing?
Have you got there, Rabsy, please?
Absolutely. You're doing your own stupid version. He hasn't got it, so sucked in. Now, I'll tell you what we have got, Rabbits, is a sponsor for the joke. And this
Kanga.
I love.
Hooray,
now,
Kanga, roo.
It sounds no different to the stupid club song you sang earlier.
Now, we've got a sponsor,
the show, and now for the joke, I should say.
Yeah.
Has it got its own tag?
It does.
Let's have a listen.
Oh.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
For Jesse Lucas from Adam Harris Concrete in Colac, the best lay in town.
The best lay in town.
That's Jesse Lucas, the concreter from Colac, Jim.
That's what he said, yep.
Yep. No, he didn't. Well, Adam Harris is concreting. But well done, Jesse. Well done to you. He's bought the joke for one day, Jim.
One day. He said, I want a piece of that joke for one day.
How lucky. All right.
I don't know if he actually bought it. But,
no, anyway. Yeah. What we've got, of course, is a Friday podcast show tomorrow. You'll love that. Some real nice stuff, including Beck Madden chatting to us ahead of the big show tomorrow night. And then Saturday, have we got Dead Set Legends Bartholomew?
Yes, we do. We have Hamish McLaughlin and Billy Slater.
Very nice. And then we're into the Saturday Rub, of course. A big, big show. And we get we add a few to the Saturday Rub. Of course, you'll be there, Fat. It'll be the only thing you do. Then you'll bugger off back to Geelong. I doubt there'll be a quiz. Bernie, Joey Montagna, Daisy Thomas, Jay-Z, Clark, Juddy, of course.
Brian?
Brian. Thank you, Brian. So...
A few thick boys in there.
Well, don't worry. There'll be some big, big names attached to that. All right. Something funny?
Yeah, for Jesse.
Yep. Right.
Oh, we've played it, haven't we?
Yeah, so let's go with the joke.
Jesse,
we'll give him another go. Here we go.
Yeah, give him
In the Day with a Laugh. This is Billy's joke.
For Jesse Lucas from Adam Harris Concrete in Colac, the best lay in town.
That's a good joke.
That tickles old Fats' fancy.
But, Jim, because this is your last day, my
last
friend,
one.
Yep, last day. So here's a joke for you, my dearest buddy. Jim, where do you find your buccaneers?
Oh, where?
On your buccaneer. another one.
Doesn't even get it right. No. We've told this joke 1,000 times. Yeah. He always puts an S on the end of it. Bill, it's where do you find a buccaneer?
Where?
On your bucking head. That's the joke. There's no S on the end of it.
But we've got two ears.
Oh. All right. You said you got another one.
Yes. Well, this happened last year after the footy. Right. Me and my very good friend Gav, we went to Thailand, Jim, and Gav went upstairs.
No.
Gav went upstairs.
No, thank you.
And 20 minutes later, Jim, came downstairs.
What, Gav, he gets tears in his eyes?
Tears in his eyes.
No, turn him off. Turn him off. We're done.
I said, what happened?
Turn him off.
He said you would.
No more.
And I can't.
You are the king of the divan. Never gonna tell that joke on air.